Whether it's a midweek game on the continent or a big weekend clash, cash in with your soccer knowledge on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today. Use code MIB for a first deposit match of up to $100. This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League Two after 15 long seasons of exile in the National League. Dedicated staff and passionate supporters celebrate the city's return to glory, the big time, all while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in that higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League One's promised land? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu. You're listening to the Men in Blazers Media Network. Suboptimal Radio.
Could have been more. What, you think he should have walked away with a hat trick?
Yeah, I could. If you saw the Gundo right before I went off, I should have been there. So, but that's how it is.
Steady with the language.
Sorry. Good language in this country.
It's Rog, it's Friday, and we've made it to the end of another week. Brace yourself for a slightly surreal weekend of Premier League action, because England currently is spicier than a bag of hot Cheetos. It is hot in England. It is burning hot. Temperatures are expected to hit 99 degrees in London this weekend. This is a land that is largely without air conditioning. There's been no need for it. And remember, scientifically, English people melt at temperatures of 86 degrees or above. So this is going to be the Premier League weekend of drinks breaks and climate change deniers amongst our listeners. Prepare for the prospect of watching Antonio Conte spontaneously combust on the sideline mid-Chelsea-Tottenham game, leaving just a smoking pair of Bruno Magli's behind him. Godspeed, really, to all the players and the fans too. Drink lots of water and sunscreen, people. Always, always sunscreen. One quick note before we dive into that feast of football that is to come. Yes, Chelsea-Tottenham on Sunday. Manchester United versus their own self-destruction Saturday. Erling Haaland versus the world. GFOPs, let me just say, your response to our new Men in Blazers book. Men in Blazers present Gods of Soccer, the pantheon of the 100 greatest players ever, according to us, has been absolutely, well,
incredible, incredible.
And we can't tell you how bloody grateful we are. If you're amongst the listeners who have pre-ordered the book, it means a world to us, because we know how counterintuitive it is to order a book weeks before you can actually get it into your hands. But anyone who has written the book who's listening to this will know, and this is true, pre-orders make or break a book. So if you are listening to this and you love the show and we bring you joy, please take a moment to pre-order the book now. We're doing a bunch of stuff for those who do and send in proof of purchase, including a celebration on the release of the book. There's a art print that comes with the book, which is truly beautiful. It's a limited edition by the artist Nick Kitsch, who we work with, all kinds of stuff. But the signed copies are available now, as I will discuss. But we want to use this launch to shed light on this nation's great indie bookstores. Support your indie bookstores, America. They need you more than ever. They are the cornerstone of community across America. So I'm asking you, please send in the name. If there's an indie bookstore that you love, that you go to, that brings you joy, please email us, tell us about it, meninblazers@gmail.com, and we will spotlight one incredible bookstore after another every week going forward. And pre-order your signed copies of Gods of Soccer at two incredible partners, indie bookstores both, Elliott Bay in the magical kingdom of Seattle, and also The Strand in New York City. You'll get that limited edition print with each copy. You can find out more on our website, meninblazers.com, but your support, my God, means the world to me. Okay, let's do this. Sting me up, producer Jonah.
Sometimes I dream drift like a boat out at sea. Like Ronaldo's nipples, I yearn to be free. But how will I get that fix of football I need? I'll listen to WGFOE. The Bald.
That sting was from the great Matthew in Los Angeles, California, whose line about Ronaldo yearning to be free has proven to be shockingly prescient. You're listening to WGFOP Weekend Preview, the show where you call in your big questions ahead of the Premier League weekend, and I answer them like Tyler Adams makes tackles in his first Premier League game with great enthusiasm and occasional questionable accuracy. Call in your message and you can be featured on this podcast. 646-450-9472. That is the number. Call us in now, tomorrow, any day this week, and we'll rock it next Friday. Okay, question me up.
Hi, Rod. This is Gopal from Pennsylvania, very close to Hershey, where Christian Pulisic is from. I'm a big Chelsea fan. I would like to ask, do you think Christian Pulisic will start against Tottenham on Sunday? And my prediction for Sunday's game is Chelsea going to beat Tottenham with 2-0. Thank you, Roz. I always enjoy your podcast and your tweets and everything you do. Thank you so much. Bye.
Go, Paul. What a weekend we have ahead of ourselves. Saturday, we will see Manchester City play tiny Bournemouth. And when I close my eyes and think about that match, all I can see is Erling Haaland as some kind of Norwegian Gulliver in Lilliput, with the minuscule Bournemouth defenders just jumping on his back, attempting to bring him down and then ensnare him in their netting. Tune in to watch that giant striker, well, eat all the cherries. By the way, I loved what Pep said about him this week.
After the way he took his second goal today, there's already comparisons with Ronaldo, with Thierry Henry, the way he opened up his body. Do you think that he has the potential to end up in that sort of company because he has such talent?
Yeah, of course he has talent. But listen, 1 week ago, when he missed the chance that we had, he was a failure, you know? And the people say he's not going to adapt in the Premier League. And everybody laughed at him. So, and now he's going to Thierry Henry or Cristiano Ronaldo. Take time. So it's the first Premier League game. He's 21 or 22 years old. He has a long career. And when he's going to retire, going to hopefully stay many years here in Man City, but we're going to analyse what he has done. So be calm.
Pep, be honest. Oh, Haaland is the polar opposite of Cristiano Ronaldo. His manager actually loves and wants him, which brings us to Manchester United. Massive game for them. It really is. This weekend, Saturday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time at Brentford. Winner gets to keep Christian Eriksen. What a matchup. Brentford, that star-free collective with a coherent tactical idea, will face up to really a celebrity rehab of a hot mess. Manchester United, a once great club who now excel only at coach killing. And one game in, and Erik ten Hag already has one arm in that wood chipper. A loss at Brentford would turn the panic, the fan demos and the Glazer hate up to 11. My favourite managerial quip of the week, by the way, came from Graham Potter of Brighton, who laughed about how a stomach bug almost kept Danny Welbeck out of Brighton's opening day victory at Manchester United.
I think he would have strapped the toilet onto his backside and played, to be honest. It might have slowed him up, though, but...
Love that. They should make all the players just strap toilets onto their backside. God, next level football. But the Chelsea-Tottenham game this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time is no doubt the humdinger of the week. And your short answer on your first question, go, Paul. No, I don't expect Christian Pulisic to start this game. Let me answer that straight up. After Tuchel dispatched a broken Timo Werner back to Leipzig, my God, I felt so awful for that guy down the stretch, you offside goal king. Seemed like such a sweet gent, but was totally bewildered and undone by the tumult that surrounded him at that Chelsea in transition. On Sunday, I expect Thomas Tuchel to once again shuffle through his many attacking options, desperate to find a striking combo. He's not already alienated or undermined. Christian most definitely doesn't fit into that category at all. And it'll be Kai, Raheem Sterling, who wants to lead at Chelsea Football Club, and Mason Mount. They will go again in this massive London derby. A moment of reckoning, really, for both teams. Brawley era, slightly listing Chelsea, will welcome swaggering Spurs and their Antonio Conte-inspired whopping stick. And I do admire your optimism, Gopal. You see a 2-0 Chelsea victory. I do not. The only ray of light I can think of right now for Chelsea fans is Tottenham have stunk up Stamford Bridge so many bloody times. I think they've won just one of their last 37 games, all comps at Chelsea, lost 24 of those. However, for Conte, ex-Chelsea Conte, Conte who has revenge fantasies like some kind of an Italian Liam Neeson in Taken 1, 2 and 3, I truly believe he will plot to overwhelm and humiliate Tuchel here. Let's listen to him.
I'm a dreamer, and that for sure we needed to be a dreamer, because if you are a dreamer, the dream with work can bring you to reach something incredible in your life.
Conte says, "I am a dreamer," with such bloody menace. Honestly, it's like Antonio Conte's version of John Lennon's Imagine, listening to that quote, or at least Antonio Conte's version of Gal Gadot covering John Lennon's Imagine. Let's dive deeper into that mess of deadwood at Chelsea and tackle your question, Gopal, about the LeBron James of soccer.
Hello, Raj. This is Spencer Treadwell from Birmingham, Michigan, former player of the mighty Student Princes of Heidelberg University in Division III soccer here in the States. Raj, I'm calling to ask you about our beloved Captain America, CP10. He doesn't seem to fit into Tuchel's ideas right now, so where can he go and what league should he go to end up in the best shape for our Men in Stripes U.S. national team by November for Qatar? As always, courage.
Spencer, all right, let us sully ourselves with this awfully painful question from an American perspective, because you are asking your question in a week in which Jacob Steinberg in The Guardian wrote that, quote, unsettled Pulisic, quote, is not trusted by Thomas Tuchel as the Chelsea attacking clear-out continues. And the article said the following: the German manager has given up trying to hide his frustration with most of his creative players. The numbers are stark. Only Mason Mount, who's not a striker, hit double figures in the league last season. There's doubts over Callum Hudson-Odoi's future, while Hakim Ziyech and Christian Pulisic are both unsettled. Tuchel is prepared to rip it up and start again. I love that song. He'll happily listen to offers for Ziyech, who's been targeted by Milan. And here it is. He does not trust Pulisic, whose contract expires in 2024. Chelsea need new ideas. Of course, it's hardly encouraging when Tuchel keeps losing his forwards, but only Mount has made himself undroppable. To put it into context, Ziyech, Pulisic and Hudson-Odoi managed 11 league goals between them last season. And US fan reaction to this article has been loud and frustration soaked. When you look at Christian's last season, he started only 13 times. And I will say this, we are a fan base. I don't think there's any fan base that's better at this, better at conjuring positive supporting stats for our arguments. We dredge up a lot of chance creation per minute and all that. There's one keyboard warrior who suggested Jacob Steinberg made all of this up. And to be clear, let me tell you how this works. The club brief the press. That's how it works. So it is a current truth what Jacob wrote. We don't know who did the briefing. Was it Tuchel? Or was it Broly's camp trying to flush out agents and transfer possibilities, make a deal happen before the transfer deadline closes September 1st? That truth can change, but right now it's pretty clear. In the here and now, Chelsea are very, very open to moving Cristiano Pulisic on. And that is painful. It's a narrative that seems to have flipped on Cristiano staying, how we celebrated when he was in all of the new shirt photos. He's staying, we read into those tea leaves. But I feel sad for him because what do we know about Christian? He is a gent who is deeply sensitive, craves consistency and security, and it's pretty clear he's not going to gain either by staying at Chelsea. The days of true challenge continue for Christian. I do wish him strength and a speedy resolution to this predicament. When you look at it, it's really been an all too slow a burn. The good news is there are so many settings in which Christian could thrive. The natural move after a period of Chelsea challenge for a top player is to head to Italy. That would be a new culture. There'd be space for him to run into, Tammy Abraham style, but also a whole new culture shock and a whole new language to master. So we will see. I did love GFOP at me, Vince G, who tweeted us, "Can't wait until Christian Pulisic scores the game-winning goal against England that puts England on the verge of being knocked out of the group stage while Mount sits on England's bench and Chelsea fans turn on Tuchel. That is the revenge fantasy of revenge fantasies." Here's the good side. I do think it means the US team are going to continue to be the one place Christian feels truly at home, loved, happy, and eager to prove himself. Go, go, USA.
This is Ware for the US. And Ware does well, very well. Christian Pulisic on the pitch for a matter of moments with that innate and perfect sense of timing.
You know what feels even better than correctly predicting the outcome of a football game? Winning up to 100 times your cash while doing it. Cash in with your soccer knowledge on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, an enormous selection of players and stat types. That's what makes Prize Picks America's number one fantasy sports app. We love easy gameplay here at Men in Blazers. Just love it. Easy gameplay. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments of the sports season. Look, for Everton fans, it's not been the easiest campaign, although it hasn't been the worst either yet. But one way to make those Sean Dyche-induced draws more exciting, Prize Picks. Love smashing more on Jordan Pickford saves, less on Michael Keane passes completed, and much, much less on Beto goal contributions. Oh, it allows me to feel good about feeling bad. Download the app today and use code MIB for a first deposit match up to $100. That's promo code MIB. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. It's Rog here to tell you about a product that I simply adore. It's been a long time staple in the Bennett refrigerator, Stoke Cold Brew Coffee. Always bold, always smooth. Yes, that is the very same Stoke as in the mighty Wrexham Fortress, known as the Stoke Kairas or the Stoke Racecourse, Wrexham AFC's home. They support it. They support football, which is just one great reason to love this coffee. It is my go-to enjoy during the football calendar, essentially the opposite of Everton. And you can check out their full lineup of 48 ounce cold brew products, something for everybody, from light to dark roast to seasonal favorites in a refrigerated multi-serve format. I tell you this as someone whose blood type is now officially Stoke Espresso Blend. Have the coffee house experience in the comfort of your own home and do it now. Stoke Cold Brew Coffee, and be sure to follow Wrexham AFC. Big love to all at Stoke. Courage. Next question.
Hi, Raj. This is Jason from Stowe, Massachusetts. I'm a supporter of Liverpool and the Philadelphia Union. And I wanted to ask about the Philadelphia Union. Given that they're producing so many fantastic players on the U.S. men's national team, whether it be Brendan Aaronson at Leeds or even Mark McKenzie, and they've sort of become the U.S. men's team barn team with players like Jack McGlynn, Paxton Aaronson, and Quinn Sullivan really destroying the CONCACAF under 20 championships. What do you think the Union are doing right in developing all of this fantastic American men's talent? And what can other MLS teams do to replicate? Thanks. Courage.
Jason from Stowe, watching Brendan Aaronson tear up the Premier League last week. God, it gave me so much joy. Let's relive this moment again.
In the last few moments, here's Bamford. Across it goes! And in it goes! Brendan Aaronson on debut for Leeds United. They worked so hard to stay up last season. They are determined to make their mark this time around.
By the way, we are claiming that goal as a nation like we once claimed Plymouth Rock. And quick aside, spent the morning this week with Tyler Adams for our next episode of Road to the Cup presented by Volkswagen that comes out on Tuesday in the week to come. It's a beautiful episode of adrenaline-filled, magical moment capturing. Honestly, I think you will love it. Tyler's just so overjoyed with this experience at Leeds, the reconnection to Jesse, just a reignited sense of optimism and possibility. I want to play a taste. This is Tyler Adams reliving Brendan Aaronson's moment. The winning goal. Brendan's goal. We are calling it Brendan's goal, right?
I need to keep Brendan humble, so it's an own goal for now. It's an own goal, you know? I look after him like he's my little brother, you know? I need to keep him intact right now. No, I'm kidding. Brendan's the most humble guy. Right after he scored, we're walking back to the mid to halfway field and he looked at me and he was like, "I didn't even touch the ball. I didn't touch the ball." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? You didn't touch the ball." Like, and then I watched the replay after the game and I'm like, "Dude, how do you forget touching the ball? Like, the ball clearly, like the way that the ball was going, there's no way that it didn't touch him. Like, it had to have touched him or else it would have ran through. Like, the guy pushed it, but the way that he pushed it onto Brendan and in the goal." So, like, for me, the trajectory of it is Brendan's goal.
I love that. But he like put his hand over his mouth on the way back and goes, "Crap, they all think it was me. I didn't even touch it. What have I done now?"
Yeah. And then, like, it's so funny because I think he just, like, blacked out in the moment because I think he knew he was going to score. And then, like, I'm trying to convince him, but he scored. It's Brendan's goal.
I didn't even touch it. I love Brendan Aaronson so bloody much. And it thrills me that a couple of years ago, he was trotting around the fields of Philadelphia and is now destroying all comers in the Premier League. Look, what Philadelphia Union have done is so bloody impressive. Brendan Aaronson, Paxton Aaronson. They've even developed players not called Aaronson. Mark McKenzie Aaronson, Austin Trusty Aaronson, Jack McGlynn Aaronson, and more and more and more. And big picture, the great news for American football is it's not rocket science. What Philadelphia Union have done is simply they've invested smartly, audaciously, and put in real money into their youth development project. Back in 2013, Union minority owner Richie Graham, who to me is one of the most thoughtful, cut against the grain, entrepreneurial, smartest minds in the American game. I mean, big picture, this gentleman is a gent I listen to, and he had a vision of an intense European model youth academy that was free at its base, with a full-time school emerging, at which players would ultimately enroll full-time in their education. Like a Premier League academy, they get their schooling, but their football training was, and the football training environment was just holistically woven into the school day. And add to that, the hiring of, as GM, a European underrated genius, Ernst Tanner, who came into Philadelphia and worked out how to build a pipeline right from that academy. This is important too, into the Union first and second teams. And that's what you have. You have a true development heartbeat and then a pipeline out of that into testing playing conditions. And that's why the Union have become the heart and soul of our nation's men's youth teams at every age group. And I spent some time with Graham and Tanner in Philadelphia this summer and listened to their thinking, and it blew me away in a way I've not felt you know, just sense of smarts and optimism, both of those things together in the United States, outside of the time I spent in Dallas's Verdant Youth Program in the Buscar La Forma Oscar Pereja days. And I'll just say this, our nation owes Philadelphia a huge debt of thanks. And here's Jesse Marsh describing Brendan and his New Jersey mentality just this week.
Yeah, he's from, you know, he's from central New Jersey, which, if you don't know what that is, that's kind of like a tough, you know, like a hardworking kid from a hardworking family. He's one of the nicest people you will ever meet. He is just genuinely friendly and open. But on the pitch, he has this personality that's never say die, and he wants to win every duel in every situation. And so his balance of who he is as a person and who he is as a player, I think he's nailed that. And I think it's a big part of why he's had an ascension like he's had. So I like to see him every day. I like to work with him. I knew his coach at Philadelphia was one of my best friends and told me a lot about Brendan before he came to Salzburg. And he was also, he described it perfectly, that he's like the nicest kid in the world, but the fiercest competitor.
By the way, the real scandal here is that Jesse Marsh thinks Medford is in central Jersey, which is honestly shocking from someone who went to Princeton. Medford is class South Jersey territory, but I'm not going to say that publicly, because Jesse Marsh may want to fight me. By the way, Leeds play at Southampton this weekend. Southampton, who were spanked by Spurs in week one and have only tasted victory once in their last 13 games. Few teams, though, will be more impacted by the heat than run-and-gun Leeds. The question is, can their high-intensity pressing swarm hunting packs game survive the burning sun? 10 o'clock tomorrow, we'll find out. Come on, you fighting Jesse Marshes. Next question.
Raj, this is Justin in Savannah, Georgia. Saturday morning, I threw my three-year-old and myself in our matching claret and blue Villa tops and counted down the minutes until the season started. We ran around the house singing, bouncing around, getting ready for the 10 o'clock kickoff, drove down to the bar that just opened this year for Premier League games, met our new friends that we're going to spend the next couple months with every Saturday morning. I did the same thing I always did this time of the year. I let myself chant, "This is our year." I dreamed of celebrating a League Cup victory. I even may be challenging for a top six finish at the end of the year. Of course, at around 10:05, Stevie G's boys crapped all over that, giving up the earliest goal to a newly promoted side in the history of the Premier League. Is there a good reason why I put myself through this every year? Is there a possibility that I'm abusing my toddler by making him watch this claret and blue garbage every week? Only 37 games to go. Courage.
Justin, my God, you are asking me, an Everton fan, why we do this, why we watch a gent who realised that the joy of dodging relegation at the last in May was simply to earn the right to be disappointed for another 38 games. Your Villa host my Everton, 7:30 a.m. Saturday morning, a bowl of true sadness. Worry not. Stevie G's limp opening day defeat against Bournemouth should be righted against football's most generous charity, Everton. I fully expect the Blues to rip the band-aid off quickly and turn my season of dreams into shattered dreams by the end of the 90 minutes of week two. Having said that, it's really not clear to me that your manager knows what he's doing. Villa have spent real money. He has been backed in two transfer windows. The expectations, the ambition are sizable. And on the scant evidence of the first week, Stevie G still does not know his best starting 11, fielding an anonymous Coutinho in a role he could not hurt opponents, and a blunt Ings when the astute Buendia and Ollie Watkins were left on the bench. And that strange vendetta against stripped of the armbands Tyrone Mings, who is a truly lovely gent, trust me. Producer J-Dubs actually this morning sent me a photo of Stevie Gerrard in his LA Galaxy kit, hanging out with Frank in his NYCFC days. And it just made me realise both men are struggling to prove that they're not in the Phil Neville level of football management. This game, as I said, a true bowl of sadness. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalogue. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. I'm currently listening to The Secret Hours by Mick Herron. That's the standalone prequel to the majestic Slow Horses television series. I can't stop listening. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500. That's audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know, with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Next question.
Raj, this is Eric calling you from Los Angeles, California. Calling you from the car on the Ventura Freeway. I wanted to call and ask my question about Nottingham Forest, which, of course, has been promoted this year. And I'm very excited, as I've been a Forest fan for 40 years, as I went to my first English soccer match in my life in 1981, when Forest was great, when it was Forest Till I Die. My question is, will Forest, who has made quite an investment over the summer with their transfers, will they be successful and will they stay up in the league this year and make it on to the next year, 23-24? That's all from me. Go, go, you Reds. Hoping for a Forest at least in the top 10. Take care. Bye.
Eric, hello, gorgeous. I love the idea that you are thinking about Forest on the Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger, the moonshine. What a weekend for Forest fans. Their first home game, Sunday, in 23 long years, West Ham visit, and there are an entire generation of Nottingham Forest fans who have never witnessed their team play in the top flight at the magical City Ground by the River Trent. And I just can't imagine what they're feeling this weekend. The emotions, the dreams, the sense of anticipation. Because of all the Premier League teams, this off-season, Forest have spent the most. What is it, like now 13 new players in? My God. That is some feat. I think $130, $140 million spent. And just to mesh all these new gents on the fly is an immense footballing challenge for young manager Steve Cooper, who is an incredibly astute gent. And one of his strengths, thank God, is building a collective. But God, these are difficult conditions to do that in. We have no time to do it, to do this on the fly. And from the outside, it looks, squad building wise, very Fulham in their first and second to last times up. And we know how that season ended. Just so many warm bodies flooding in. And my best hope is that young CEO Dane Murphy, yes, that 36-year-old American from Reading, Connecticut, who is a protege of Billy Beane, has selected players with the careful data and analytics which has propelled his rise, and that alone can make them mesh. But it does feel like after losing so many loan players upon promotion, there is an element of just, God, just buying well, pretty well everybody. And we will see, and I do pray for Nottingham Forest because they are such a joyous club. And Dane himself is a magical human being. I spent some time with him in Connecticut this summer. Really, really fond of him, his rise, his approach, not just to football, but to life. And I taped a show with Dane last week, dropped on Wednesday, about his truly singular pathway, his remarkable career. really. I mean, he's young, but it's already remarkable because it's filled with a sense of adventure, a pursuit of glory, a belief, a learning curve. And already, this gent has done the impossible, honestly, at least twice in his young life. And I admire him greatly. I really do. Approach life with a Dane Murphy style philosophy and God, great things will come. Be like him, not like me. And Forest fans, savour every game. And I'm going to leave you with a burst of Dane, because when I listen to him, honestly, I just feel more optimistic about my own life by listening to his. So this is Rog saying let's enjoy the weekend together. We will be back on Monday. Here's some Dane Murphy, a great American in the Premier League. Courage. What is it about you that has made you, out of our nation of 330 million people, to be the first American in our nation's history to lead a team into the English Premier League as a CEO? What is it about you? Can you tell me the answer?
I think at a young age, if you come in and you think you know everything, people are just going to, you know, kick you to the curb and say, this kid doesn't. But I have approached everything saying, I can help you. I can help improve the situation. But tell me what needs to be done to find a solution to make us better. And that is in listening and actually taking the guidance and wisdom of others around you. And if you listen and you implement what you think is right, along with what other people have advised you will help bring competitive success, then you're on your way.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Men in Blazers ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.